Our second question today is from an email correspondent, and it goes like this. I have been having some very strange pains in my body that I don't feel particularly worried about, but I'm concerned that these pains mean something. But on the other hand, I really do know they don't. I just want them to go away. I've tried the headache thing like you've talked about, and it doesn't seem to work. I've talked to my helpers. They've helped me a little bit, but that doesn't seem to work. It hasn't brought me like the relief that I want. Is there anything else that you can recommend that I do? Well, there are a couple of things that we can recommend. One is, just because you've done something and it, quote, didn't work, doesn't mean you're done doing it. Pay attention as you listen to our reply to this question. Pay attention to what it is that arises within you that seeks expression. And then if you want to sit and do the headache thing again, like, well, whatever the pain is, where you're focused in on the physical pain and you're like, okay, is that the best you could do? I've had better elbow aches than that before. Whatever it is that you do, do it again. And then maybe do it again and do it again and do it again. There's something that you did not mention that's very obvious to us, which we'll get to in a moment, but we want to say this other thing first. As for your helpers, it is not, and we don't mean this in any sort of reprimanding way, but we want to get this point across. Don't fucking say, I asked my helpers and they didn't help me. That is not going to help you at all. Say instead something like, my helpers helped me, and I allowed as much of their help as I was willing to allow. Take responsibility and ownership for your own reality. Frank is writing a book about this very topic, about sort of, you know, who exactly is causing things to happen in a certain character's reality. And the character kind of like goes around and tries to figure out who's making this stuff happen without actually taking responsibility and saying, oh, yeah, I'm the one. This is coming from me. It's not coming from them or from them or from them. It's coming from me. So your helpers are helping you, but their job is not to save you from your unwanted state. That won't work. What does work is when you realize, no, they are helping me and they continue to help me. And they're helping me by, for example, prompting me to ask this question. Go back to something, and we know you heard us say this back when we said it at the beginning, but go back to what we said at the beginning about helpers. My helpers are helping me with this. If you're walking down the sidewalk, like look at the concrete on the sidewalk, be like, my helpers are helping me have the solid concrete upon which to stand. We know you don't think that that's a big deal, but remember, it's just visual unless you're standing on it. You're the one manifesting the solidity of concrete. You may think, but concrete, of course, is solid because it's based on blah, 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 blah. The physics are very solid. Yes, yes, yes. But the physics are only useful when you're interacting with them. When it's visual, there's no physics there. It's just illuminated light that has contrast in it that allows you to see concrete as opposed to like grass. So when you're standing on solid concrete and you're not sinking down into it, going down to the bowels of the earth, that's your helpers helping you. Your helpers are helping you have the manifesting reality you have. Maybe you want to do a little helpers 101, like my helpers are helping me with this concrete. My helpers are helping me with this breath. My helpers are helping me with this, but with that, with whatever, until it's like, oh, right. They're helping me with everything. So the idea of like, they helped me, but it didn't really work, is not true. They helped me, and this is where I am with what I have. No blame. When we say responsibility, we don't mean who is to blame for it. We mean, what are you able to respond to? Where are you going to go next with this? So, now, the thing that you haven't really mentioned is that, and we know we're going to get this wrong. We know we're absolutely wrong about this, but let's say you moved. Let's put it this way. Let's say you moved. And when you moved, you got rid of some old furniture and you bought some new furniture. Let's say you bought a new bed. And we know this is wrong. But, and so the weird pains are actually related to the bed. Your body's just not accustomed to the mattress. Part of the reason we're bringing this up is because More than one physical friend has of late told us about weird, wonky mattresses. And again, we're quite certain we're wrong about this. There's something else going on. There's some other, but it seems to us that what a doctor might call environmental stimulation is happening somewhere. But let's just leave it with something as simple as a bed. So if it were a bed, we would go to the bed and kind of lay hands on it and be like, "You are the most comfortable bed ever in the history of comfortable beds. You are a bed who's designed specifically for my body." In other words, you're giving the bed a new template. Now, we know it's not a bed for you, it's something else, but and maybe you go lay hands on the air in the environment and be like, "You're the best air in the environment that has ever been manifested." And you're just basically, like with all of these things, turning and facing the very thing that is happening here and looking at it directly and making friends with it. Someone came to us the other day and said, I'm being sued, and I got these papers and I was served. And they said, and I really remembered that when the person served me with the papers, that they were helping me. And I almost said to them, like, "Thanks so much for doing this because you're really amazing." But they didn't really seem to be the kind of person who would want to hear things like that. So I didn't. But we said, "Well, you very well could have. You have no idea what that would have done for them. Might have been exactly the thing they wanted to hear, because they're likely quite often faced with people being very angry." And we said, so in talking about the lawsuit, we said, the terms of the lawsuit are irrelevant. What's significant is that whatever this is, it's helping you, and it's going to be wonderful, and you're going to benefit, and the person suing you is going to benefit, the person who served you, the judge, if there's a jury, the jury, all the people in the clerk's office, everybody's going to benefit from you being sued. That's the way to see this. This is just a win-win-win all the way around. Same thing we would say about if someone steals something, give it to them without, don't withhold it, don't blame them. And we know, again, it's not the bed, but it's the exact same principle. Turn and face directly the thing that you would normally oppose. They would say, like, "That mattress is lousy." No, whatever it is, but we'll use mattress. Put your hands on the mattress and be like, "You are the best mattress ever. I love you so much. You're so relaxing. My body feels so completely held. When I wake up in the morning, I can't wait to get up out of the bed because I've had such a deep and abiding sleep. And I'm going on with my day, and I know it's going to be amazing because I have you in my life." Turn the words to be meaningful to whatever you consider to be the thing that, and we know this isn't exactly it, whatever. Let's say you have tennis elbow, then take the tennis racket and hold it in your arms, or go to the court and stand there on the court with the tennis racket and maybe the ball, and like stand there in the court and say, like, "Playing the game of tennis is the most delightful thing I've ever done. Of course, my body is perfectly in alignment, and I just feel the fluidity of the motion and the movement. I love the activity. I love playing the game. I love winning. I love all of this." And you're like there with the ball, and you're there with the racket, and you're there with the tennis court, and you're there with like the net, and you're like, "You're all here helping me. Thank you, thank you, thank you." It's that sort of thing. What we mostly notice is that it's, as you said, in a way, it's a non-specific pain. Like, there's a pain, but that doesn't seem to have any basis. That's what we would do, is we would look at it directly and bless it. Whatever the conditions are, bless those. And don't say about your helpers that they didn't help you. That does not do you any good. This is not a matter of like, "I need to go file a complaint with the helpers union and get them, like, get new helpers." That doesn't work. What you have is what you have, and it's happening from within you. It's not happening because you didn't get the right intervention. They're helping you have what you have, but you're the one who decides how it is and what you think about it and how you feel about it and how you are in alignment with them. And they will help you with that. And they will help you. You can bring them, you can all go to the bed or the tennis court or wherever it is. And like, be like, "This is the best bed." And everybody's like, oh, best bed ever, or best tennis court ever, or best tennis racket, or best tennis ball, or best tennis net." It's all the best, the best, the best. And everything is happening for you. Everyone is winning. Everyone is benefiting. And for our one friend who we suspect will be listening to this, we could say, and put your hands on whatever the documents are that you were given, and say, this is the best lawsuit ever, and can bring all the helpers in, like, this is the best lawsuit ever, everybody's going to win from this. And just be really clear about it. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to get this 100% anything. But going that direction, even just thinking about it, can be quite helpful. So that is the rather silly answer to your very powerful question. And we thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very powerful, very delightful, and very, very, very delicious. Very delicious indeed.